Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A new report from AM Best indicates that growing healthcare use and medical inflation have the potential to expand the role of health reinsurance. This reinsurance-related report is part of AM Best's annual broader look at the global reinsurance segment. We're joined today by AM Best Director Daniela Pliss, one of the authors of the health reinsurance report. So, Daniela, the report notes that health insurance is one of the fastest growing segments and generates about half of global insurance premium. Yet from a reinsurance perspective, it doesn't have quite the same market presence. Why is that?
Yes, thank you, John. There are several features with health insurance that reduces the need for reinsurance. First of all, the policies are short-term, there is a flexibility to reprice on an annual basis, and there is little or sometimes no exposure to catastrophic events. All this reduces the need for reinsurance. On the other hand, with health insurance products tend to run relatively high combined ratios, and the capital requirements tend to be high, and that drives the need for reinsurance. And with the growth that primary carriers have been seeing, they've been increasing the use of reinsurance to increase their capital flexibility. So for health reinsurance, the primary use of reinsurance is not to protect against losses, but to support the growth and alleviate capital pressure. And with that, the volume of health reinsurance, both in the U.S. and globally, has been growing.
What are some of the trends that were identified with the U.S. portion of the health reinsurance segment?
Between health and life riders, there's been a significant growth, and consistent and significant growth of ceded premium volume. And it reached the ceded premium volume reached $110 billion in 2023, which is about 7% of overall premium written. And that's an increase from $49 billion in 2014. An increased use of reinsurance was driven by lower profitability of the primary products, the rise in high cost health claims, and primary carrier need to optimize capital structure. In 2023, U.S. insurers faced new challenges. Medicare Advantage, which is now the highest product by premium volume on the market, the profitability of this product has declined significantly, driven by high utilization across multiple types of services. Earnings pressures in Medicare Advantage continued in 2024, and future profitability is under pressure due to pending regulatory changes and also increased scrutiny by the public and legislators. Underwriting earnings in Medicaid segment also declined, and that was expected following the eligibility redetermination performed by the state after the end of COVID public health emergency. The decline in earnings in government segment was partially offset by better performance on the commercial side. So overall, earnings for health segment in the U.S. remained flat, but the margin narrowed significantly, and reinsurance allows to alleviate the pressure of this lower earnings on the capital. And health companies have increased the use of reinsurance to do just that, to allow to grow the premium. Given the interest rate environment and higher cost of debt, reinsurance has become more attractive options to support the capital when needed.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Daniela, how did the COVID-19 pandemic affect the segment over the past 3 or 4 years?
That's been an interesting roller coaster ride for the health carriers. In the first 2 years of COVID-19, both U.S. and global health insurers saw elevated earnings due to much lower utilization of claims. Because of lockdowns and just general precautions, people didn't visit doctors and postpone a lot of elective medical care. At the same time, with the increased awareness of health issues and general well-being, people continued to pay the premium for their policies, even though they didn't utilize the services. But towards the end of 2022, health insurance, again, both in the US and globally, started to see increase in utilization as medical care returned to more traditional patterns. And in addition to regular medical services, there was all this pent-up demand from COVID interruptions. And furthermore, in some areas, there was an increased severity of claims, and severity of claims increased due to late diagnosis, or in some cases, some wrong diagnosis around cancer and heart diseases. And that and all that pushed both claims frequency and severity for health carriers. From a reinsurer's perspective, the first 2 years, the good performance of health segment for the first 2 years was very beneficial, and that helped to offset the losses on the mortality side from COVID. But what happened and continue happening lately in the health segment, and future uncertainty regarding the utilization and claim severity, made some of the global reinsurance to pause their plans for the growth in the health segment.
What segments within health insurance would you say are ceding the most premiums to the reinsurers?
So in the US, number one through three will be commercial, Medicaid, and Medicare Advantage. Over the past decade, the majority of ceded premium has been coming from government programs because the growth there is more robust and earnings used to be relatively limited. However, in the past 3 years, the commercial line of business contributed significantly to the growth, and the volume of commercial ceded premium reached $20 billion in 2023 compared to just $12 billion in 2021. And some of this was due to losses commercial segment saw in 21 and 22, especially in this individual exchange products. And reinsurance arrangements allowed to alleviate this pressure and to support the capital. For the Medicaid, which, as I said, was number two, majority of premium there is ceded to affiliates. Most of Medicaid premium in the U.S. is written by large carriers. They have multiple companies within the corporate structure, and that allows them to distribute the premium and optimize the capital. But if we look at lines of business where premium is ceded to non-affiliates, that would be commercial, Medicare Advantage, and medical stop loss. Medical stop loss is relatively small volume compared to commercial and Medicare Advantage, but it's a heavier user of reinsurance because this segment has disproportionately been impacted by rise in high cost claims. And the number and the cost of claims hitting reinsurance for stop loss has been continuously increasing. And that led to significantly hardening of reinsurance rates in that particular segment.
Thanks, Daniela.
Thank you, John.
That was AM Best Director Daniela Pliss. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.